News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Whether French, red or nude, it is a regular thing for many people to get their nails replaced, but I think that's a bit surgical, to get their nails maintained. They're now being advised that what they should be doing is wearing sunscreen while doing that. Celine Daly Tarpey is registered advanced nurse and nurse tutor. Celine, why would you want to be wearing sunscreen to get your nails done?
Oh, good morning, Anton. Well, I mean, way back in the day, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we all had little bottles of nail polish you bought in the pharmacy. You put it on, it lasted maybe 3 hours and it was chipped. And fast forward to 2026, and if you walk, you probably don't get your nails done, Anton, with the sounds of what you just said there. But if you walk up any street now in Ireland, you'll see all these specific nail bars, nail shops opening up. And they do various things like, you know, as you said, French, nail art, you know, you get these acrylics or biab nails and they're extremely long. So everything has changed. The problem here is that when you go into these nail salons, they use little drills to take off either the acrylic or the biab, which can damage your nail. And they may scrape back your cuticle, which can damage as well and cause damage to your nail. But I suppose what we're really interested in as well is these lamps or these UVA or LED lamps that are used to cure or harden the nail gel, let's call it. And again, I suppose there's been an interest around this for a long time now. We do know that UVA, UVB light causes skin cancer. We know that light from the sun, we know that light from sunbeds that are very dangerous and shouldn't be used by anybody can cause skin cancer. However, these small little machines that are used to cure or harden the nail gel, we're not sure about. There are a few studies. Way back in 2009, there was a report on two ladies in the States who developed something called a squamous cell carcinoma, skin cancer, on their hands. And they had used a huge amount of, again, they had a lot of nails, I think twice monthly nails done, but also had a lot of UV exposure from the light anyway. Other studies have looked and tried to get, I suppose, a mathematical equation of how much UV light comes from it. And one study showed that, again, one session of getting your nails done is equivalent to a day-long exposure of UV light for outdoor workers. However, they can't exactly say, yes, it definitely can cause problems and it can cause you to develop skin cancer. I suppose the most recent study looking across the papers, you might see it today or read it today, is looking at the biological plausibility of having UVA gel nails done and can that cause DNA damage? It says yes. But again, what we're lacking is a really good epidemiological evidence. So we don't have any large, long-term cohort studies that prove that UV lamps can cause skin cancer. I would have an ear of caution. So if I get my done, I use sunscreen on my hands. I also have a little pair of UV gloves that I got online. So if you go look online, you'll get these gloves anywhere between 5 and 10 euro. You pop them on. They're not completely fingerless gloves. They're nailless gloves, let's call it. So you can get your nails done, but protect your hands from the UV light.
Celine, thank you very much. Celine Daly Tarpey there, registered advanced nurse and nurse tutor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.